All right, we're back, and our good buddy Patrick Doyle's in the house with us today. Patrick is a counselor, Christian counselor, and just does an excellent job. And if you like to make an appointment with him and talk confidentially about whatever is going on in your life, let me tell you this. He will make you dependent upon God. Now, if you don't want to do that, go somewhere else.
Well, yeah, because otherwise you're not going to get any help.
But anyway, his number to his office is 301-5500. He's located in the estate building, 301-5500. But today, this is kind of different.
Yeah.
What provoked this?
Well, you know, often, truth be known, a lot of the topics that I come to the show with are really about things that I've experienced in the last couple of weeks with talking to the people I have the privilege of working with. And this has been on my heart for a long time. It's so prevalent. I think there's a lot of women, particularly in the church, who have had abortions in their early life, when they were teens and they were 20. Now they're old. Their children are grown. And these are usually people who this stuff sits in the bottom of their heart. I mean, the church is not exactly a safe place to talk about this subject. I mean, because it's political. You know, it's bad. Abortion's wrong.
It's been politicized.
That's right. And, you know, the truth is that a lot of times when women are young, they're in very difficult positions. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a woman say, my parents made me do it. My boyfriend made me do it. My husband made me do it. Now, you might hear that and say, well, no one can make you do that. Well, if you understand some of the context of the situations, you know, a lot of times the women have no choice. So one of the things I hope to do is talk about what happens to somebody emotionally when they have this event in their life.
Well, you know what's so interesting about this topic, Patrick, is one of the great cover-ups is post-abortion syndrome.
Yeah.
And
right.
We know that it's out there.
Right.
We've just got, and more of it's coming. In fact, Southern Oregon or Jackson County Right to Life put the billboard up that said, you know, I regret my abortion. It was out there on Highway 62.
Right.
But and now women, 40s and 50s,
right.
It's surfacing. It's
That's
coming
right.
from the bottom of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to the lump in their throat.
Right.
And part of that is because of the exposure that this whole topic's been given. But the fact of the matter is post-abortion syndrome is real.
That's right. And I think that, you know, there's also a side of this for men. The men who are a part of that process. That when they mature and they get older and they realize, oh, man.
The regret.
I was a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so what does that do to somebody in terms of how they view themselves within God's economy?
Mm-hmm.
If you have had an abortion, what do you think God is saying about you? What do you think he thinks about you? What's his opinion? Is he going, well, that's it. No more for you.
Mm-hmm.
You made the tragic mistake. I will never let you in. I won't even be nice to you. I've shut you out because you did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what God is saying. God is saying, come to me with it. Yes, it's tragic. Yes, there's a lot of remorse and there's a lot of regret and there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of grieving to be done. It's a loss. And the longer you go away from it, and a lot of times the bigger the loss gets, because in your mind you start doing all the what ifs. Oh, they would be 10 now. They would be 11 now. I wonder what they would have looked like. I wonder what kind of personality they would have. I wonder, oh, I regret that so much that I did that. Oh, but then the rationalization starts. Well, you know, I couldn't have, there's not a lot of honesty emotionally about the tragedy that it really was.
Well, it's a treadmill, isn't it?
It is. And so when you now are using this as a reason why God isn't going to accept you, or why God isn't going to let you have any love, or why God's going to punish you, or why God's going to whatever, now you're in this isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really fit in. I mean, you're going to go to your girlfriend at church and say, you know, I've really been bothered lately. I'm really starting to remember that. You know, I'm bothered by the fact that I had an abortion. I thought I was over it. And I've had people sit in my office and talk about it and just burst into tears and be surprised that they had that much feeling about it. Because every day of their life for decades or years, it's like a non-issue. But then they get to a spot where they start to talk about it, actually saying the words out loud. And something happens, and that emotion comes to the surface. And what it reveals is that it's always been there. And I think this is a big problem when it comes to intimacy with God and with other people. If I see myself as somebody who's grossly wrong and horrible and done this tragic, terrible thing, how am I going to let somebody else in? That's a secret I'm going to keep from everybody. And so secrets keep you sick. Mm-hmm. Secrets keep you separated. So I'm encouraging us, and you know, abortion is just one of many issues that we face culturally and in terms of our relationships that is some, one of those off-limits topics.
Let me say something here. I think it's very important that we're not talking about it necessarily. I mean, that's, if God leads you that way, fine. But for the most part, we're not talking about here a public confession.
No.
We're talking about something very private.
Absolutely. And you must be sure that you can trust who you're talking to.
Okay. And once that's on the table, the release and the healing that can take place.
It begins.
But for the most part, it's a very, very personal thing.
That's right. And you have to be careful because people will use things against you, the truth is. So you have to be careful. But what I'm saying is the first place to start is with God. God, I recognize and look at the fact that I did this. And I want to ask you to help me with forgiveness of myself. Because you did it. It's not somebody else. It's you. Okay? And there's all these, and then on top of that, usually in each situation, there's all these extenuating circumstances. There's the relationship that you were in that maybe you shouldn't have been in, or you made a mistake, or then there's the parental relationship that was broken or hurt as a result of that event. And so all these kind of things start to get mixed in, and when you just shove them under the rug, you're just storing up trouble for another day. And so I think that it's a huge problem. I think there's a lot of women who have this underneath who aren't talking about it, and it's causing them a lot of problems. I would hope maybe there's a woman out there who's listening who has had this issue and who's been through this and could offer some encouragement to other women. Now, I have no experience with this. I mean, I have a lot of experience. This one thing I have no experience with. And so I would hope that you could call and encourage. Or if you're a woman who's been through that, excuse me, you could be someone who would be encouraging to other women to talk about it.
You know, Patrick, I've had the experience, I guess is the best way to put it, to hear this confession.
Right.
Very, very emotional, very, very moving. Mm-hmm. But the most dynamic part about it is how freeing it is.
Absolutely.
And you know,
that's the goal.
It's not that it's freeing just to go out and have a good life, but how clean and free and released they feel before God. Their relationship with the Lord just accelerated once they grasped the fact that they could go to the arms of the Lord and be understood and be forgiven.
Right. Well, if God can walk you through that, What do you got to fear going to him with? If he's gonna bring about forgiveness and healing of this tragic event, what else do you have to fear about going to him with? And so, again, it's another one of my core beliefs that intimacy and risk are absolutely connected. You can't have one without the other. You want intimacy with God, and yet you're hiding these major things, supposedly. I know that you're not hiding anything from God, but you are harboring it in your heart. That separates you from him.
Let me say, as a follow-up topic to this, would be women who have been abused.
Absolutely. It's a lot of, there's a lot of that connected to this.
There's a lot of similarity here.
Yeah.
Also, on the Dove website, under our public service announcements, there's a new Bible study and support group that's forming now for women of all ages struggling with the guilt of abortion.
Excellent.
And who desire healing over in the Grants Pass area. This is a Bible study. It's free. It begins on the 8th of February. And Forgiven and Set Free is the theme. And you can call Eileen over there at 846-7445. 846-7445 in Grants Pass for that group. Now, that's over there in the Grants Pass area here. You can call Patrick, 301-5500, and maybe there are some other support groups, things. I think this is so vital.
Absolutely.
So very vital, because out of this, as I said earlier, maybe as a follow-up program, Abortion obviously is a form of, if I can use the term, domestic violence, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a violent act.
It's a violent act. And then bring that into women who have, how can I say this, been in a very abusive relationship.
That's right.
Maybe have divorced that person and remarried.
Right.
But you talk about a bottom of the heart
right.
rock in your shoe. There
right.
it is.
And the spouse doesn't know.
Yeah.
And they're afraid to tell the spouse, because if I tell my spouse, he would have never married me if he'd known that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, it'll everybody will disown me, which isn't true. In fact, I think, like many things, I've said it before, you know, whenever I do a show about the things I struggle with, I get a lot of phone calls because people identify with it. And the truth is, we all got something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's very important that we allow God to be the healer that he has said and has proven that he is.
The other thing is, folks, I've always said on this program, and I've said it for years, whatever God saves you from or brings you through is usually what he turns you around and makes you a minister to.
Right.
So it takes a woman who's been set free from the guilt of abortion to go help another woman
right.
to experience the same kind of release.
It is powerful. And you know, I know that there's a lot of people in our community, women, who do that very diligently, who reach out continuously to other women in this situation, either in a preventative measure or in a healing measure after the fact.
All right. Kurt, you want to weigh in quickly?
Good morning, Perry and Patrick. I want to thank you for this discussion.
Sure.
One quick comment. Maybe some people don't realize abortions even happen to women that are married. And the first story I heard of it was Carol Everett, who was on Dr. Dobson's program way back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I first got concerned about it. And even just recently on Focus on the Family, they sent me a DVD of where a young man stayed out of the abortion clinic because his girlfriend went in, but also the girl's mother was having an abortion. So two lives are being destroyed in one family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I was thinking of, if we can lead these girls to the Lord, as Bill Shanks talked about in his discussion with you, Perry, about Cortina, there'd be a blessing and possibility they might see those, if I understood scripture right, that they might see their children later on then in heaven if they get saved and get right with the Lord. But thank you very much for your program.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's so many facets to this in when we start to really look into it, because there's so many people who are a part of making this thing happen, and that when they later realize what's really going on and they're out of denial and they're not rationalizing and they're not minimizing, it's tragic.
How does let me ask you a really tough question. By the way, Marilyn from Rogue Valley Pregnancy Center called and said that they will have a one-day seminar, post-abortion issues, in April. And,
way to go, Marilyn.
So, Marilyn, bless you. And that number is 772-1921. That's 772-1921. You can call there for information. That's coming up in April.
And just let me say before we move on, Perry, that Marilyn, if you're listening, or Eileen.
Mm-hmm. Over in Grants Pass.
In Grants Pass.
Right.
If either of you ever want me to come and talk or be a part of any of these groups or lend any sort of help that I can, please call me. I'll be glad to do that.
Okay. Over in Grants Pass, they'll be running the Bible study starting on the 8th of February. That's tomorrow. 846-7445 for Grants Pass area. 846-7445. And the one coming up in April, one-day seminar on this is with the Rogue Valley Pregnancy Center, 772-1921. And we'll get that information on our website. All right, now,
excellent.
The question I have is, most women who have had an abortion early in their life, whatever the circumstances are, they bury it so deep.
Mm-hmm. They have to.
And they've gone on with life. They've married, have children. Mm-hmm. They've gone through all the roller coasters of life.
Mm-hmm.
What is an indication that that thing is gnawing away at you? Where does it show up?
Right. Well, from my perspective, one of the things is that you have this sort of free-floating, can't really identify it, kind of nebulous uncomfortableness inside. You can't really ever seem to find any peace.
You know what it is, but you don't want to make that it.
Well, either that or you really have such good denial you can't identify it, but you can't really catch any traction on being okay. There's like this low-lying dark cloud in your life. You can't really, you might not be able to identify it, but you don't feel really right about yourself. And I think for a lot of people that have healthy denial, and I say healthy denial, which means denial that prevents you from seeing something that would overwhelm you. So at a certain point in time, God provides the strength for you to have the insight and the revelation of what really took place. And so it's this unrest. It's sometimes maybe even some dreams, could be some actual what we call intrusive thoughts, where you're doing your daily business or your daily tasks, and those thoughts or those memories or there's an obsessive thought process around what happened at that time period. But generally, I think what it is God begins to convict. And when he starts to convict, that's when things are going to change. The truth is, people can live their whole lives, and never deal with this, and live in that crippled state, whatever to whatever degree, whether it be intense or mild, their whole life. And I'm saying,
What can you say to the man that may not know this? Hmm. This is going to be news for him.
Mm-hmm.
How can you coach them to handle this right?
What would give me the right to stand in judgment of somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a broken down sinner. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, I got no right to point my finger at anybody. Now, sometimes God may use me to point the truth out, but it's not my truth. It's not me who's making this, you know, grand statement. It's God. Okay, he's the one who's the author of truth. I would say, man, you got to support your wife. You got to love her through it. She doesn't want to be in this position. She doesn't want. Now you're going to run away? You know, where's that in Scripture? You know, so what's the difference between a woman who has an abortion and a man who has an affair? How many women forgive their husbands?
But I thought I married an innocent woman.
Well, that's what you thought. Wasn't true. So you have to deal with the tragedy, the difficulty of the fact that she lied to you, the fact that she hid that from you. Let's get it out in the open. Can you forgive that? Have you lied to her? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God doesn't differentiate small from big lie. You know, if you present a half-truth as a whole truth in God's economy, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And men are great at presenting half-truths as whole truths. You know, mm-hmm. Where'd you go? Just at the office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I played 9 holes. I went to the...
Between here and the office.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So, you know... That's just a smokescreen for us to avoid the difficulty of walking through this. This is what the Scripture says. You're to bear one another's burdens. If a husband and wife can't do that, where's it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
To confess our sins one to another. Now, ladies, I know that some of you may be in relationships where you do not trust your husband. If that be the case, don't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
If you really can't trust him, and you know you would know better than anybody, don't tell him. Go see Marilyn or somebody at the Pregnancy Resource Center. They'll understand. Go to the seminar in Grants Pass. Go find somebody who understands and get it started getting healing in your heart. And once you get to a good place in your own heart, then maybe you can tell them. But don't avoid dealing with it because you can't tell your spouse. Go to somebody who you can. Because the truth is, you've got to get free of this. You can't keep carrying it around.
But, you know, I have successfully suppressed this all my life. Why should I bring it out now?
I would challenge you on successful. How do you feel? What's your life? What's your quality of life like? So you don't mind living on crumbs when you could have steak dinner? Success.
But I have it under control.
Yeah, and that's the denial. That is absolutely part of the tragic thing that keeps people stuck. You don't have it under control. You don't. It isn't better. And I can tell you from personal experience, I'm having to confess a lot of stuff. You know, yeah. I've been through a lot of ugly behavior, and I've had to apologize and confess and repent to a lot of people. And I can tell you every time I'm better off on the other side.
We just got a report that Rachel's Vineyard Healing Ministry for Women Who Have Had Abortion through Sacred Heart Church here in the Medford area.
Awesome.
You can call them for help, 779-4661. The free Bible class that's going to be starting tomorrow in Grants Pass called Forgiven and Set Free.
Excellent.
By the Pregnancy Care Center in Grants Pass. That's 846-7445. How's that for confirmation that God gave you the right topic?
I'm telling you what. I'm grateful. And why isn't this stuff get more play? Why don't, I mean, it's just frustrating to me because so many people are
hurting,
wounded and crippled unnecessarily. God is not without the ability to heal. He will heal you.
I'd like for you, we're out of time today, but we need to do a follow-up class. I feel that in my heart on women who have been abused and how they have taken, really, they've made this the same rock in their heart.
It's right.
It's the same category. But the abortion now issue has become so big in our society.
Such a big taboo.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we're winning this battle. I mean,
yeah,
we really are winning this
absolutely
battle. And part of the win is the healing of women who've been affected by it, who have suppressed it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They are key to this.
Mm-hmm.
They can, with absolute conviction, and who's going to deny them the reality? They know. I have no authority on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just have a deep compassion for people who I see suffering. But the truth is, they're dying internally. And when they get free, what a vessel God can use to bring about hope and healing to other women. It is imperative. And again, this is why God says to bear one another's burdens, to confess your sins one to another, because what he knows is when you get to the other side of it, now you're a usable vessel to other people who struggle.
You will reach back into that dark hole and pull somebody else out.
Yeah. The thing I like to say is that this is that before you get healed from it, it is an open wound, and it is something that triggers you and drives you into the dark. Once God heals you, now it's a scar. You'll never forget it happened, because forgiving isn't about forgetting. But once you're healed, now that scar becomes an asset rather than a liability.
Thanks, man. See you next time.